Learn from top professors on the road or in your home with Learn 25.
Michael Bess is the Chancellor's Professor of History at Vanderbilt University, where he has taught for 3 decades. Professor Bess has been awarded the Jeffrey Nordhaus Award for Excellence in Undergraduate Teaching, the Ellen Gregg Ingalls Award for Excellence in Classroom Teaching, and the Vanderbilt Chair of Teaching Excellence. His books include Our Grandchildren, Redesigned, Life in the Bioengineered Society of the Near Future, and Planet in Peril, Humanity's 4 Greatest Challenges and How We Can Overcome Them.
Lecture 1. The Jetsons Fallacy. Over the coming decades, probably a lot sooner than most people realize, the next great wave of technological change is going to wash over our lives. If I'm pressed to put a label on it, I would call it the superhuman revolution. The impact of this revolution will be similar in some ways to the discovery of steam power, the harnessing of electricity, or more recently, the advent of computers, cell phones, and the web. But this time around, it's not our gadgets that will be transformed. It's our own bodies and minds. The great technological revolutions of the past changed the world outside of us, the world around us. This revolution is going to cut deeper. It'll change us on the inside. It will not only alter how we make a living, communicate, feed ourselves, and interact with each other. It'll go even deeper than that. It will offer direct and precise control over our own physical and mental states. People will be able to sculpt their own selfhood over time, reshaping their bodies, augmenting their cognition, reconfiguring their character and personality. We will live through this process year by year, marveling all the while at how malleable our species turned out to be. If you talk to the authors of this revolution, the scientists, doctors, and engineers who labor tirelessly at the vanguard of biotechnology, most of them will deny that this is what they have in mind. They're not seeking to bring about the transmogrification of the human species, they insist. They're simply doing their best to heal the sick, to repair the injured. But once you stand back and look at the big picture, sizing up the cumulative impact of all their brilliant efforts, a different conclusion emerges. Whether they intend it or not, they're giving our species the instruments with which to radically redesign itself. Those instruments are already becoming available in crude form today, and they will fully come into their own over the next few decades. By the time our grandchildren have grown to adulthood, this wave of change will have passed through our civilization. Yet, most of us won't see it coming. We live in a kind of denial, failing to recognize the immensity and power of what's coming. Why? Because of something that I call the Jetsons fallacy. Here's what I mean. In 1962, a new TV show entered American living rooms. Modeled on the immensely popular The Flintstones, this new show depicted the daily life and middle-class misadventures of a family of the year 2062, the Jetsons. The show's creators, Hanna-Barbera Productions, clearly bent over backwards to offer the most reassuringly bland image they could of the world that awaits us. A full century will go by, they seem to be telling us, and absolutely nothing of any importance will change in the slightest. Benignly patriarchal fathers will still bumble their way through the challenges of parenting and office work. Wives will be perky and well-coiffed. Children will cultivate an endearing rebelliousness within carefully observed limits.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?